Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
So great. It's a blessing to be sharing with you. This is a wonderful time. This is a wonderful season. And so we are looking forward to getting in as much as we possibly can in the time we have left. Let's go to Matthew's Gospel, the 13th chapter. The Old Testament. Is so rich. And when we're talking about this time, we're looking at the observances that are found in the Old Testament. We're showing the significance of them and how they relate to the New Testament. How many of you know that they're related? Better know. They are related. Some people like to just stay in the old. And then there's another school of thought that they just want to stay in the new. But you can't be in the new without the understanding of the old. And you can't stay in the old without understanding what he fulfilled. So tell your neighbor, we need them both. The coming together of the old and the new creates knowledge, revelation, and from what I understand, the roots and the shoots, right? Have to come together. What are the roots? That's what's foundation. What are the shoots? That's, huh? Yeah, the new. So the old and the new must come together for a complete, total understanding. So I love the scripture. Netanyahu, Matthew, we love to use the Hebrew, 13th chapter, the 52nd verse. And it says, then said he unto them, who is talking here? Yeshua. Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is in householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasures things new and old. So he's not just bringing out things that are of value that are just old. He's not just bringing out what's new, but he's bringing out things that are what? New and old. And so that's what we have to do. We have to have that appreciation, that knowledge of the Old Testament, understanding that it's the types and shadows of what it is to come. And so I'm loving this. And so in this time that we are observing what you may have known as Rosh Hashanah, the new year, who gets excited when a new year comes? Stop lying. When a Gregorian new year comes, the first, what y'all doing? You're celebrating. You're supposed to be at church. But since I don't see some of y'all, I know that you're out celebrating somewhere. Wherever that is, I don't know. But we bring in the new year because we're so thankful that he brought us through a year. He provided for us. So we come and we have what used to be called watch night. Right? You come here on New Year's Eve and you just what? Praise him into the new. It's something that we should be excited about. The reason why we're excited is because we have a sense that we can just start what? Afresh. all over again. Who likes us just, some, you just like the opportunity to, yes. Because sometimes we just mess it up. So we want a time, hey, we can do this again. Well, guess what? We are in that time right now on the Hebrew calendar where we can just what? Start afresh, right? I didn't ask for that yet. Don't give it to me yet. Not going to give it away. So go to Leviticus, Vayikra, the 23rd chapter, the first verse. That's why I love studying the Hebrew. I mean, you just get the richness. You find out what things mean. And then once you get that knowledge, you just recognize stuff. It's like, wait. So that's what he meant over here, and that's how that ties in over here. And I want that understanding, and you should want that same understanding of the word. So you know what? It's no, why come if you're not going to get no understanding? You should want some. I don't know about you, but I need something to get me through the week. I need something to chew on. I need something to meditate on. I need something that's going to, you know, that energizes me. And nothing, if you really saved, nothing energizes you like the word does. If you really saved. Now, if you just playing and faking and shaking, then you don't know what to get excited about in the word. But if you, if you could just get, immerse yourself in this word. And so this is the time that we're talking about now. Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, the first verse says what? And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of Yahweh, which you proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. Now people would just run right through that. Well, you know, yeah, okay, they eating. It's not about, tell your neighbor, it's not about food. So don't get hungry just because he's talking about feast. You think, oh, let me go to the buffet. Is that what they eat? What they got? It's not like that. He's saying, speak unto the children of Israel. Now, when Yahweh, I don't know about you, but when Yahweh speaks, it's got to be something important. Yahweh don't just speak to be speaking. Just talk to be talking. Y'all do that. You know somebody to just talk just to talk because they just like to hear the sound of their voice? You need to talk with a purpose. If you don't have no purpose, hush up. But if you got a purpose, what? Talk, speak. So Yahweh is always moving and speaking because he has something that he needs to say. Something that he needs done. Something that he needs you to listen to. So he's saying, go tell my children, say unto them concerning the feast. So they're important. And so feasts are the moedim. Say the moedim. So in Hebrew, that is literally the appointed times. So he said, tell my children about the appointed times. There are times when I need you to stop and acknowledge. Right? In school, we used to do this thing, stop, drop, and roll. Remember that? You did that because you was, well, who remembers stop, drop, and, what's stop, drop, and roll? What is that? If you're on fire, right? It's fire. So you got to remember what? When they give you the signal, stop, drop, and roll. Right? These were the times, and you're supposed to know at the point of times what you're supposed to do, where you're supposed to be. So Yahweh is just like this. These are his appointed times. He's like, I need you to be where I am at the time that I ask you to be there. And not just there physically, but they did walk through it, but you got to be there what? Spiritually. How many times do we miss out on stuff because we're not there spiritually? He's trying to talk to you and show you something, reveal something in your life, but you're so caught up in the natural that you can't even recognize. You can't see, you can't hear, but he's trying to tell you something. That's what he's saying. Tell my children. I got got some appointed times. Somebody say appointments. And I need them to show up at these appointed times. You set appointments, don't you? Stuff that you want to do. He's saying, I need you to show up for my business. And so he says, these are the Moedim. And so these are what you proclaim to be holy convocations. So at the same time, they would always show up every year around this time. So they were observing holy convocations, which are dress rehearsals. Say dress rehearsals. What do you do at a dress rehearsal? You wear what you gonna wear. You do what you what? Gonna do as if it was happening right then. Because you don't know when it's really going down and it's really happening. So I need you to show up, come with your mind right, ready to make this observance. And I'm gonna keep on reminding you, say remind you. I'm gonna keep on reminding you of these Moedims, and every year these Moedims, these appointed times are gonna come around, and guess what? I want you to show up. You might say, well, I don't need to go to no dress rehearsal. I'll just show up. No, because you don't know. Practice. I was asking Nico the other day, said, what does rehearsal mean in French? What's the French word for rehearsal? He said, repetition. So what does that mean? Rehearse means, wait, keep going. Did I get that right, Dev? Repetition, that's rehearsal. Keep what? Doing it over and over again. What happens when you do something over and over again? You get it. You get experience. You what? You get it into your spirit. You get it into your DNA. Hey, not just yourself, but you get it into your DNA. You keep on what? Doing it over and over. So he said, keep on showing up for these dress rehearsals. Keep on observing my Moedim. Keep on being there. And before you know it, it's going to get into your spirit. The significance is going to sink in. Marinate yourself. And what happens when you marinate something? Oh, it gets to the bone. I used to marinate meat. Now I marinate vegetables. But that season, it gets down in you. Okay, so that's what we're talking. These are the dress rehearsals. Okay, so then show us the calendar. And this is the beauty of the calendar. The Gregorian calendar, the calendar that we, January, February, March, April, May, June, all that stuff, is the world calendar. That is only based upon the lunar cycle. And what is the solar cycle. And what is that? That's the sun. The Hebrew calendar is based not just on the sun, but it's based upon how the sun and the moon move in sync with each other. So it's more detail, and it's based upon how he created the heavens and the earth. So what is better? Are you just going to take one thing? Or are you going to take how he designed it? He designed the sun and the moon to move and operate in sync with one another. You know, if the moon was in a certain place, that the earth would fly away? Did that just happen from a big bang? Absolutely not. Tell your neighbor, Yahweh knew what he was doing. And so therefore, the Hebrew calendar is based, so these are the months. We are in the month of Elul. Now you see the way the calendar is, there were the spring feasts, and there are the fall feasts, which is where we are at. Then the spring feast, that's what we were celebrating. We were, you know, dealing with Passover, right? First fruits, Shavuot, Pentecost. Oh, my pointer. Hey, okay, I got a pointer. All right. Now, these signify, there's a whole, like, lesson in all of this, but these signify the first coming. This signifies the second coming. So the feasts here are talking about what prepared us for Yeshua. These feasts are preparing us for him coming back. So we keep on every year. We're observing. We're observing what he did and where we're going. What he did and where we're going. And we're right now in Yom Teruah, which is the Feast of Trumpets. Because one day the trumpet's going to sound. Hello. The trumpet or the shofar? Not yet. It's going to sound. And so we're here, we are in what is called Elul. And this is preparing us for the holy days to come, Rosh Hashanah and all those things. So this is like the end of the year. And Tishri is going to be the beginning of the year. So you see where it says trumpets? That's where we're getting ready to go, right? And so that is a wonderful time. Now, the Hebrews say that Elul is an acronym for, and I have it here for you, Anilodi Vidodi Li. It's the Song of Solomon, which says, I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. So here in this time, he's calling us to intimacy. He's calling us to relationship. You serve a God that is saying, hey, I want to have a relationship with you. And I'm setting appointments. I'm setting times where we, now you can come together with me anytime you need me, but there's some appointed times. And the appointed times are the anointed times. Come on now. So that's what he's saying. So that's what Elul is saying. So in this time, we're getting our hearts and our minds ready. For what? Listen, who knows we serve a holy God? We serve a God that you can't just come to him any old kind of way. You got to be what? Holy. Acceptable. Right? So if you want to have intimacy with him, relationship with him, you got to keep examining yourself. Yahweh, hey, this is in my life. Forgive me. Because I want to be right before your sight. Created me a what? Who wants a clean heart? It's every day. Do you know? You know your heart can go from clean to dirty in 60 seconds. So you want to keep on what? Keeping your mind. He will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is what? We continue to stay, keep our minds on him. So he's calling us to relationship. And so that's what he told the children of Israel. He told them, listen, I got some stuff. And we looked at Genesis. Let's turn there right quick. Genesis, Bereshit, the first chapter. And this is what he was saying. These are the things that I'm calling you to. And he said, for Yahweh said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. He had a purpose for these things. And so the Hebrew word for sign is oath. And what does that mean? It's a signal. It's a flag. So he's like, I'm not just giving you day and night so you can sleep. I'm giving you day and night as a process that you can see me in the signs. You can see me in the seasons, right? And so it's appointment. It's a fixed time or season, specifically a festival for days and for years, right? And so seasons, it's not just summer. These are his divine appointed times. Say Moed. And Moed are the seasons. And that means his divine appointments. How many of you travel through seasons? Not winter. I was through summer. Ooh, summer was hot this year. No. There are seasons in your life, right? There are times in your life. And I don't know about you, but I need him through all the seasons. There are seasons of abundancy, there's seasons of lack. There's seasons of strife. There are seasons of difficult seasons. There are seasons where you on top of the mountain. There are seasons where you under the mountain. Anybody know about that? But guess what? He sees you through them all. And did you know that even if you under the mountain or even you on top of the mountain, he can still keep you in perfect peace if you have relationship with him. Who knows about that? Hallelujah. And so this is what we're talking about. And so The enemy does not want you to show up at the appointed time. He doesn't want you to understand. He doesn't want you to understand the significance. He doesn't want you to show up on time. He's always trying to mess with your clock. He's trying to set you back 10, 15 minutes. Right? You trying to be on time? Who's done that? Oh, I'm trying to get to Long Beach in 15 minutes. Okay, come on. The 405? What do you have to do? You got to leave early. It's got to be in your heart to plan, right? And so he's saying, keep these things in your heart. He wants to tell us something. So these are the things that he's prepared in Yom Teruah. So say Yom Teruah. So Yom Teruah means sound of the trumpet, the blowing of the trumpet. It means repentance, right? So there are different sounds. And there is no trumpet. Say there ain't no trumpet. It's what you call a shofar. And these shofars, depending on the sound, would mean something. So hold that up, Tony. Show us what that looked like. This is a ram's horn. And this was the sound that the children of Israel would hear. And there were appointed times and appointed sounds that were observed. When you heard a certain sound, you knew what was going down. And you had to be able to understand and know what the sound was and then be ready. You couldn't be asleep when the sound. You got to be, tell your neighbor, you got to be ready to move. And so what we're doing is we're acknowledging that this is a time of redemption. So he's calling us to examine ourselves, right? And it's also a time of rejoicing, of celebration, right? And so let's go to Numbers, Bar-Midbar, the 29th chapter. Hallelujah. And I'm going fast on this, but we gonna get it. 29:1 and these observances. You got it? So it says, and in the seventh month on the first day of the month, and I meant to change this because there's no W in there. That's, they were just doing that for the sound, but that's not a Hebrew letter. It's now no W in there. And in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a holy convocation and you shall do no servile work. It is a day, Y-O-M, of blowing. So Yom means day. Say Yom means day. And Teruah without the W means blowing. So it's a day of blowing the shofar unto you, right? And so this is what must happen. For relationship, repentance must come first, right? So you got to repent first, right? And then after repentance, how do you feel when you repent and get that off you? Good. Tell your neighbor, I feel good. So don't you feel lighter? Because sin is a load. And it's so appropriate that we had communion today because he said, examine yourself, get that thing off you, and keep it moving. So now that the apostle said, get that monkey off your back. So now that we've got the monkey off our back, we've repented. Tell your neighbor, I feel good. I'm ready to what? Move forward. I'm ready. So not only is it a time of repentance, but it's also a time of what? Great rejoicing. And so Yom Teruah is also known as the time of Jacob's trouble. Is known as the day of the awakening blast. It's known as Yom Hadim, the day of judgment. It's known as the opening of the books. It's known as the opening of the gates. And it's also known as the hidden day. These are all meanings of what is to come, right? So these are things that are what? Coming. And so we have to be ready. This is a very special time. It means the head of the year. And it's also the time, Yom Teruah is also the time where it's believed that mankind was created. He breathed in to man. And there is a sound. The shofar actually has a sound of life. Give us that sound, Tony. The sound that is the breathing of life. There you go. And he what? Adam, and in that sound, the breath of Yahweh, Adam stood up. He breathed. Guess what? The Holy Spirit is known as the what? Breath. The Ruha Kodesh. Give us that sound. That's the... This is real. That's the wind of Yahweh. Then there's a sound called the tekiah. The tekiah is a long blast. And don't give it to him yet. Let him know what it means. When you do the long blast, the tekiah, that enthrones the praises of Yahweh. It crowns him. It's the and also that same sound is the sound that quickens your inner man upward. See, this is real stuff. These are observances, and these went on at the appointed times. So the tekiah was a long blast that stirred your spirit and sent it upwards. In acknowledgement, enthroning Yahweh, crowning him. Give us the sound of the tekiah. Come on. Come. That, see, that sound, a praise accompanies that sound. After that sound goes forth, you're talking about enthroning the praises. That means that after that sound goes, the praises go up. Do that again, the tequila. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I've been there. I've seen what's happening.
Come on.
You're a real brother, man. I mean, y'all gotta cut
that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love you too, man. I know. This is the sound of heaven, y'all. Go ahead. And the praises go up. Yes! Hallelujah! Hallelujah, we crown you! Hallelujah! Hey! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Woo! And then we have the Shavarim. Somebody say Shavarim. That's another sound, and that is the sound of mourning. And that sound is just three blasts. Three blasts that signify that we need him. Mercy, hope. The three blasts. Broken, and I need you. What are those, Shavarim? Three. You can do that was three. And three more. Who needs them? This guy from here. That's it. That's us. That's our sound. Right? Because we need him. And then when that sound goes forth, we're reminding him, though he don't need to be reminded, he knows, but that's like mercy. Have mercy on me. I'm in a point that I need you. We need him. Then there's the teruah. Say the teruah. Now, teruah is 9 staccato sounds. It means warfare. See, the enemy got to go. This is like, get ready. Get ready for war. The enemy's trying to come against you, but guess what? We got the power of Yahweh on our side. Get ready to fight. Yeah. Come on, staccato, teruah. Come on. Come on. Say that. So they had a spear in one hand and they were building with the other. In 52 days. Come on.
I mean, this is real. This is so for real. You know, this like you say, dress rehearsal. But this, it can happen any moment. You know, God's constantly preparing us. You know, so I take it as an honor to be here doing this because I know the season. You know, it's amazing when you can read the scriptures and you activate them. Those things are happening in your life. God's word is real, man.
It's world.
Yeah, you step into that and you bring it to you. You step into that and take it back with you. Then you got some blessings in this thing. You know, those pictures in the Bible is full of pictures, man. Like you step into the picture of it and you take it back with you, bro. It's supernatural, man.
It's supernatural.
Yeah, this thing is so serious, man. Yeah. And I thank you, Apostle, man, for, sir, I just want to honor you that you bring the right sound of the language of God into the earth realm in our community. You one of the rare brothers, man. One of the rare brothers, bro. Teaching that other stuff. This is what we've been bamboozled. You one of the brothers seen what's been happening. And God showed you some stuff, man. And I thank God for you, brother. Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah.
Let me
go. Hallelujah. Yeah. Get your armor on. We're about to do battle. Right? Somebody needs to get ready. Give that one more time. Come on, somebody ain't ready. Come on, y'all. Come on. I love it. Get ready. Then there's another sound. The Tekiah Gadol. Say the Tekiah Gadol. And the Tekiah Gadol goes like this. It's one long blast, and it gets louder, and it gets louder, and it gets louder, and it gets louder. And it means that we're about to enter in into his presence. We're entering in. And what does that sound like? Yeah, that's cool. Build it. That comes with studying your word, knowing what you're calling us to, what you're calling us for. Our desire is to be ready. We give our lives to you, Yahba. You've done so much for us. We want to follow you wherever you lead. We're going to follow wherever you say go. We're going to go. We want to be wherever you are. So right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua, minister to us the importance of where we need to be. The importance of being ready, being holy, acceptable, a living sacrifice, ready for you. We thank you for these times that you remind us where we need to be. You remind us of your grace. You remind us of your mercy. You remind us of your love, and we don't deserve it, but we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for extending mercy, love, grace to us, your children. Father Yahweh, we want to operate in your spirit. We want to operate in your power. So right now, we understand that if we just praise you, if we would just enthrone you with our praise, you say you inhabitest the praises of your people. So we praise you. We praise you. We lift you up. We exalt you. We exalt your name. So right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, let your sound go forth in our lives. Let your sound go forth in our spirits. Let your sound go forth in our minds. Your word, which is careful to give you all the honor, all the glory, all the praises, Father. Yahashua, we thank you. Yahba, there is nobody like you.
our belly should flow rivers of living water. So when I sound the shofar this time, put your hands where you know where the Holy Spirit comes out. You know that you can walk on that water that comes out of you. There's a river. That river is all of us. Just like over in the Garden of Eden, there was four rivers, and we got four channels to our heart. So when I sound the shofar, catch the vision of this and put it, because it's the Holy Spirit. Out of your belly should flow rivers of living water. Water that you can drink. Water that you can walk on like Yeshua.
That's a supernatural game. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah, thank you, Father. Yeah, my goodness. Woo, hey, baby, seated. Bow your heads really quick. Father, yeah, my.